Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Barbara Weltman is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of the J.K. Lasser series of Small Business Taxes. 17 is the one you're looking for right now, isn't it? J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes.
17 is out and 18 is in production.
On the way. So look for that, folks. Barb, you want to talk about the moon landing? Are we through with the technology and the talent?
Well, yeah, moon landing, because you and I can remember, you know, there are dates that everybody can remember. Everybody can remember where they were at 9/11. I think people of our generation, everybody can remember where they were when we landed on the moon.
That's right, 1969.
And that was all the result of President Kennedy's setting a goal.
Right.
And that's kind of my point, that who would have thought it possible to go to the moon, and it really only took 8 years from when he set the goal, which is pretty amazing if you think about it back then. So my point is that for us as business owners, we really need to set goals. We need to set short-term goals. We need to set long-term goals. And if you don't set the goals, you know, I love hearing from small business owners who say, you know, well, I will really work hard, and I want to do the best I can. That's sort of like, it won't really get you very far.
No.
There's a
term that Jim Collins, in one of his books, I think a Good to Great, I think it was, he called it the BHAG, Big Hairy Audacious Goal. Big Hairy Audacious Goal. That's what they called it. And so you got to have this thing out there that you're focusing on. And you can have little bitty ones on the way to it, right? In order, stepping stones to get to them.
Well, absolutely. So that's why I said short term. So short term, maybe you need to get a new machine, or maybe you're seeking to get a certain number of followers on Facebook. And those are great short term goals. The point of goals is that they're a measurement of progress, so that mm-hmm. you can see, are you getting closer to it? Are you taking the steps you need to get there? That's the whole point of the goals. And then long-term goals, where do you want to be in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? Maybe for some business owners, it's to be getting out of your business in 10 years,
right.
or maybe it's to franchise your concept, or to buy
to be out of debt, I mean, that's a great goal.
That's a great goal, and those things are achievable, but you need to set the goal. And not only set the goal, but then budget how you're going to get to the goal, what you're going to do to get to the goal, all those kinds of, and set dates so that you can check, as I said, to go back and check your progress.
Well, you know, Barbara, I'd like to also say, and I mentioned it about getting out of debt, there are people out there who have a hard time imagining an exciting goal because they're so far behind the eight ball with other things like maybe a bad credit score, maybe they've got other issues, they've got some financial challenges. And I just want to say right now, Barbara, that in my life, I've been there, and part of my goal, I mean, there was a time when I was not credit worthy, and one of my goals was to get credit worthy. And I didn't think much beyond that. I worked hard, and I did all the things you would do to accomplish a bigger goal, but I couldn't accomplish those goals till I got this other one out of the way. And step by step, you do it, and then next thing you know, the bank says, "Hey, I like the way you worked hard. Let's do some more stuff," you know. And you just have to take it, as you say, one step at a time.
One step at a time, but again, it's a question of stepping back, looking at the big picture, and setting the goals.
What would be one that you did?
What was one of the goals I did was
when you started. All right, so you started thinking about small business 20 something years ago, right?
Well, my whole practice when I was practicing law, right. I worked with small business
owners. But when you started out, you weren't thinking about being one of the top gurus on small business taxes in the world. I mean, you weren't there at that time, 22, 3 years ago, or whenever. What were you thinking about that? Were you thinking?
Well,
you know,
one of my goals was to get a book published.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was back in the day, and so it was a process and a challenge and an experience.
But you broke it down, didn't you? You broke it into steps.
Yeah, I did, and I was able to achieve it, mm-hmm. and it took a little longer than I thought, but I was able to do it.
Yeah, and now you have many like that.
That's right.
Look at getting through law school. My goodness, what a goal that is!
Absolutely. Now I'm embarking on this new venture with where I'm hoping to teach people who have never really run a business or mm-hmm. are just starting out, so that they can avoid some of the problems that are so well known to me and to people who have been in business for a while, but
right.
they may not even have thought about mm-hmm. when they're getting started. So mm-hmm. this is a new venture for me.
Well, they're of course, as we've talked many times, that's what we're all about here. And there's lots of folks that need help, and there's lots of different ways of doing it. So and as you know, I'll help you with that as much as I can. There's too many people to help, and not enough time, not enough people to do it. I need the website again, Barb.
BarbaraWeltman.com.
You want to tell us about how to folks can find out about those?
Yes, you can just go to my my homepage. Has a listing about Small Business Boot Camp, which is July 26th.
Okay.
Tonight, 8
That's
o'clock
tonight.
P.M.
That's tonight, yeah.
8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. All right, quick break. 20. Oh, 10 tails. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.